Hello. It's amazing how even here you can be trusted. You see, Man is certainly rather than nicer than it was there to me. But that's another type of conscious process.
Well, it is interesting to see your reaction when you found that you weren't there.
For a long time, I was trying businesses to influence people. Machines were the one which I could position this. She was the only one that I was able to have this assistance, and she told everyone that she'd seen me in the front of us to death.
When did it actually take place, Father?
Oh, it took place in many years ago, that it must be well over 100 years ago.
Oh.
And it was just outside clock. Many years ago. It was quite a story for a long time, the distance. And here we go.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
I appreciate you not being a little Cathy. Oh, I appreciate that your speech is was a long time ahead of such just a different way. But now I know better.
And what are you doing now?
I'm teaching. And part of my work is to teach. And I teach the chicken. As those that attach the chicken lies on your side. I used to take the children, thus move to the small country peace. And I used to take the children in those days as well from the school. And I used to give them lessons. And I like the children here. And many of them have come here in infancy. And they need of training and help. And that's my main work.
And I suppose now you realize that. Yeah. What you thought
when you were inside of your room? Well, I don't want to see things which are not true for us. But at the same time, I appreciate the fact that many of the things were supposition that I used to preach. But that's a great fundamental truth. Of course, in the teachings of the Christ, in the teachings of the Christ, that a lot has been, well, added to it, and the Church has taken a powerful place and position, which, if rightly used, is good, but at the same time, a lot of things that are preached are not true. I don't like to see things against the Church. And it doesn't mean to see that I'm still, in a sense, a pillar of the Church and in me. But at the same time, I think that it is good, even if some of the things that are taught are not quite what they might be, or are not basically fundamentally true. I think it's better to have a religion than no religion at all. And lots of people who have no particular religion, I think it's very bad. I think that one should have a religion, because I think it's just taking influence for good. But if I could come back, and if I could take over my work, I would certainly preach, and I certainly teach in a different way. I wouldn't teach in the narrow way in which I had been accustomed. But I feel that it is important, necessary for people to have a religious background and to have a great regard and respect for religion. I think a man without religion is not a good thing.
But don't you think a religion can tie you, bind you?
Yes, it's true, but I know what you mean, but I can't help feeling that it is better to have a religion, even though you may not be particularly a good religious man. It is better to have a religion in your makeup and in your outlook and in your way of life and not at all. I expect you think I'm fencing with you.
I should be. Not rather, religion is the way you live, surely. is not religion, whether you're Buddhist or spiritual.
But you have to believe. You cannot be religious. You cannot be sincerely a religious person. Unless you yourself have a religious knowledge and a religious experience.
But for me, what?
Well, I think it's very important to believe that, that there is a God. And that there is a divine power, call it what you like, and that we are responsible for our actions, for good and bad, and that if we do the wrong things, and we cause unnecessary suffering, or we cause suffering to other people, then we have to pay those debts. I don't think it's a good thing that people should think that they can get away scot-free. I think that people should imbued with not fear as such, but the realization that they're responsible for their actions and their thoughts, and that they should think and act in accordance with the will of God, and follow it, especially care the teachings of the Church and the teachings of Christ.
In other words, the universal law, come on, isn't
it? You can push it like that if you want. But at the same time, it's more than that. I think that we have to accept the fact that I don't see that I have seen God. That would be quite wrong to see that I've seen God, because I have not seen God. That I believe that there is a supreme power. There must be some force, something which we cannot understand, which is the pivot by which we all live and have our being and revolve around. I don't think that we should ignore this. I think that so many people put God out of their mind, and they sort of live their own life in the way in which they want to live it. They have no sense of responsibility to our thoughts and actions, and they have no fear of consequences. I think it's very bad. I think it's very necessary to have religious teaching.
Are you still on that day again, Monday? Not allowing you?
Not in the sense of hell, in the accepted sense. But I think there is a kind of hell of remorse, and there is a state of poverty in which people find themselves, in which they have to work out their own salvation. I don't see this hell in the name of damnation and fire and all that. At the same time, I think that we should have the realization that if there is good, which we know there is, in other words, there is a good place, there is also the opposite, which is not good. It seems that you cannot hope to appreciate and understand good unless you have known and understand evil. I don't suggest that one should be in any way bad, but it seems to me that these things which face one in life, they are there as a challenge, and we must stand up to them, and we must fight them, and we must work out our own salvation by persisting in it.
So the Roman Catholic teach, don't they, especially if the man is ill and about to die, the more he suffers, the better it will be for him when he passes over. Well, don't you think that's rather wrong?
I know exactly how you feel about this. I'm not suggesting that suffering isn't a sin, and I'm not saying that it should be. We only know that it is, and that from suffering we do learn, and we learn many things which perhaps could only be learned through suffering. I think it is quite obvious that we have to face the fact that suffering is a reality, in that although we may think good and strive for good, it does not alter the fact that quite often in the process we have to suffer. Christ had to suffer. All the disciples, all the great souls that have lived, they have never found the path of righteousness and good easy. And St. Francis of Assisi and all the great saints, they all suffered. And I think that it is essential, whether we like it or not, and none of us like suffering, but at the same time, I don't see how we can become anything that is good, really good, unless you go through poverty, you go through a stage of evolution which is necessary, then suffering is part of that evolution.
Father Lee, I'm sorry, I couldn't be with you there. I mean, we all have to suffer. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's not our
solution. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that, that it should be exactly. I'm not exactly saying that I agree. Of course, if I can alleviate suffering, if it were in my power to take away suffering from mankind, if it were in my power, it would do it immediately.
But I'm thinking of the difficulty that people suffer. And some people do, because I know, I'm always trying to speak straight about this, but I don't know what the Catholics do, or when he's suffering, why don't he be all right and he goes there and he says, well, there's a difference in that, that's what man or woman suffer.
But I think when you're talking about cross purposes, because I would not like you to think that I find any pleasure or any merit in suffering in that sense.
Well, they do, don't they?
I'm not responsible for what other people think or what Catholics think, and I must admit that although I was a Catholic, I have changed considerably in my attitude and my ideas. I do not go on the wing of the Catholics anymore, as I did by nature and upbringing and background and experience, but now I see differently. But I do see, and I think we must see, that until man evolves, and this is no doubt going to take, well, I'm told, centuries of time, from what one has seen in the past, the future isn't very promising in regard to man's progress. Because it seems to me that the more man progresses materially, the less spiritual he becomes. And therefore I can't say that I have a great deal of hope in my heart in regard to that. But man will progress, and so that suffering will be completely outlawed. It does seem to me that the evils that fall upon man, whether one likes to accept it or not, seems to me perfectly true. That the only evils that fall on man, what man himself brings into his being, brings into his life. I don't see that one man necessarily, I mean, for instance, sometimes the innocent suffer because of the weak. And I'm quite sure that a lot of these things are hereditary. They may not immediately show themselves, but perhaps later in life certain things develop. And one wonders why, particularly if that person is a very good person and striving to do very good work, why that person should be called upon, or so it seems, to suffer. But then again, it's no doubt, there's no doubt about this, that we do inherit disease, we do inherit evils from previous relations that have passed. The sins of the fathers do fall on the children, even though it sounds illogical and unjust and unfair. There's no doubt about it, it is sin. I don't know the answer to some of these questions.
Well, we can show that we can bring some of our conditions that which were previously existing.
That may be possible, I would not know about this reincarnation.
What is that reincarnation?
No, what are you talking about?
Reincarnation is that people take the context of this particular earth, don't they? And live away. I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not sure that I have no desire myself to come back to your world. There are a lot of fully foolish people here that I've met on different spheres who are meeting, congregating together in great multitudes, waiting to be resurrected in a physical body on earth. But of course I don't belong to that category. I don't despise the human being. I can barely imagine. I have great sympathy for all human beings, wherever their state. But it strikes me that they are being very stupid.
Yeah.
So at least.
When I was talking about Father Lewis, we are progressing like from the imperfection to perfection, and we've come up from other spheres.
Well, my dear, what is perfection?
Well, it's not reaching,
I know. I don't think that we can ever hope to reach a state of perfection, and quite frankly, I don't know if we should want to. Because if we reach that stage, there will be nothing left to strive for. And then, of course, if there's nothing left to strive for, one would wonder what there is in eternity, what point there is in life. The point about life surely is that there's always new things to experience, new things to learn, new hope, or turn the corner for new things, new experiences and opportunities. When I know Mrs. Dan, extremely happy in my own environment, and that I'm doing what I feel is very good for my children, and I'm very happy in that we, I do profess to know the answers. And then it's in my will be, that I have not reached myself a very high stage of evolution, and perhaps in a way that's as well, because it means there is still hope for the future and new interests and experiences.
Well, you've got lots and lots of evidence.
But you see, I'm not a spiritualist. I'm interested because I've discovered the possibility, and as I told you a long time ago, soon after I did, I made a contact with this woman, this person who's supposed to have this psychic or whatever it is you call it power. Certainly she had got some psychic power because she helped him to find my money. But that's neither here nor there. There's a difference between psychic people who are on a very low level of intelligence and who are not particularly spiritual. In fact, I, my experience so far, the so-called spiritualists, apart from being spiritual, are very few mediums. In fact, I haven't met one medium yet that I would call a spiritual person.
No. But don't you wish that you, the knowledge you have now, Father, don't you wish that you'd known it in your existence, Father? Don't you wish now?
I do, but I don't quite know how I entered the test of my mind with my work. Because it would have been forbidden by the church.
But that's what I'm thinking of. Religion is here. It's so narrow, it's so
bad. I know I appreciate this. Into the sea came. I don't know. I suppose if I had known of this, it would have meant that I'd have had to bring out the church. Because they would never have tolerated my preaching what you call spiritualism. I'd have had to turn it down. I'd have had to try to bring it in this new way. But frankly, I know what I think about it, the more difficult I think it would have been. And yet, the whole history of the church is full of these things.
What is it?
Some classics. You're a very strange woman. You seem so positive about things that I don't know the answers all myself. I don't know how you can manage to know certain things.
The only effect from the church founder there is after the full century that one thing on the church.
But I knew nothing about it.
Remember you were there. The rest of the church started after that, you see.
Well, I watch you for a moment. They're not here. I will talk. I come here because I'm very anxious to get some service. And I'm very interested in all this. But I wish it was in the church, but outside us.
Well, I'm going to come outside the church. If it's inside the church, you'll be killed.
No, I think that if it were inside the church and properly presented, that this visitor is sitting in back rooms and singing these atrocious songs. As I've been to some of these so-called meetings, and I've listened to them singing some vile things, which has nothing to do with spiritual matters whatsoever. In fact, what I knew is conducive to bad influences, and I've seen no souls that have been manifesting there. I think it's very dangerous, and I think it should be within the church, not outside it.
So the church has quite finished.
I think it's the very reason to be frightened of us, because there's some very bad influences at work around us, and one has to be very careful. If it was held within the church, spiritually, it would be a different process. Yes. Besides, if it has the church's blessing, then it would be good thing.
See, the church is proud, but without the Bible's power, the church wants all power.
But it has the power to speak, isn't it? Choosing church from God. I don't understand such a thing is true. Yet it's the church that was dirty despite centuries ago of the original teachings of the disciples. I don't wish to argue with you, I am here to help you.
Oh, I love it, sir.
Anxious to work in a spiritual way, and you're the one of the few people that I have met outside the church that I can come and speak to and who I know is at least approaching the subject in the right way. But my experience of the Baptist Church and these so-called spiritual natives is that I'm certainly not getting in touch with intelligent spiritual beings.
On the way, could you get your thoughts that never learned by
Yes. I'm sorry, Bailey, to hear about your friend.
Sure.
And I should assure you that every help that will be given is being given. And I have myself been with him, because I do know that he is a genuinely sincere person. He may not be a Catholic, but that does not matter. I'm not so narrow-minded, and I'm not so stupid as to think that the Catholic Church contains all the wisdom and all the goodness, and it doesn't exist as such. But I do wish and I do think that this truth should be properly presented under the right sort of conditions in a spiritual manner, not haphazard as it is, with all this scene of the Denise up of the Mother Brown and all this nonsense.
We don't have anything about it.
This is a bully. It's disgusting. I listen to some of these things.
How can you do that? Yes, I do.
And I do see, and I do appreciate that you are trying to do a good job. But I think you should get it into the church.
Well, we have the church membership. They started taking it from the monks.
Are they a Catholic organization? Is it a Catholic organization?
There are
one religious denomination, and yet Orthodox denomination. So many of these religious bodies are such stickers. As I told you about some of these people here, that are waiting for Christ's resurrection day to come back to us. As these people have this religious seriousness, and you know the great difficulty.
Now listen, Father, I can understand you're talking about the entry of the church, well and good, and the church fellowship, the denomination, Orthodox denomination. Now, if you're a spiritualist, you cannot belong to that church fellowship, yet they have to come to God to get their knowledge.
I don't quite understand that, because if they're sincere Christians, they should be able to develop, as you tell us, their own mediums, and certainly they would be preferable to those of these mediums or outside the church.
You see,
I ask you, what do you think? I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I'm going to go to the temple to talk to you. I and that you are not frivolous and trivial like most of these other so-called spiritualist people. You know there's a vast difference between this spiritual work and this. Well, I won't come find a need for it. I hope that you will get it into the church where it should be. This is proper peace.
Well, we're not trying to follow the word, but if they get a taste, then that's a little against, I won't say the teachings of Christ, but a little against the church.
Mind you, I am quite freely admitted that I do not agree in the world a lot of the things that I used to accept without even thinking about them deeply. I appreciate there are many things that could be changed in the church, especially. I know there are many things which concern me very much when I was on your side. But nevertheless, I still think that the Holy Church, that is the place of this inclusive. We must be good friends. I'll speak to you again, madam. That's in the new year. And I can be my blessing to your dear brother and tell him that we should be everything in our power for him and that I'm sure he's going to be well and continue his good work.
Thank you,
brother. I have a school. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you very, very much.
Peace and God be with you.